We've begun going through the book of Genesis in our first reading for daily Mass. Our psalm today was Psalm 8, a psalm of proclaiming how wonderful are God's works through all the earth, everything he has made, and that he has made us, humans, just a little bit below the angels. Psalm 8. All the best theologians of the church constantly go back to Genesis to mine this great shaft for riches. St. Augustine was fascinated by the story of creation. He went back to it over and over again because there is so much here for us that speaks to us, even though it's the very first book of the Bible and very ancient. Now, as Catholics, we have a great gift because when we interpret the book of Genesis, we are saved from falling into a lot of pitfalls that other Christians might fall into. Meaning, we are not bound necessarily to have to say that every single thing described in Genesis 1 through 11 happened in a historical, scientific kind of way. We realize that God inspired the sacred scriptures and worked through human authors, worked through their culture, worked through their peculiarities. That the important thing is that there are different genres of literature in the Bible, and Genesis is different than the prophets, different than the Gospels. Nonetheless, what the Holy Spirit asserts in the book of Genesis is nonetheless true. Here in the creation of man and woman in God's image, we see God tell them to be fertile and to multiply, to fill the earth, that humans are different than every other creature. And God finds us very, very good. And then, on the seventh day, when the heavens and earth and everything was completed, God was finished with the work he had been doing and rested on the seventh day. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had done in creation. This Sabbath day is so utterly important for our lives as Christians. We know that God did not rest because he was tired. He wasn't worn out from six heavy days of work. No, he rested because he enjoyed the beauty of all that he had made. And he desires us to enter into that rest. He desires us to find rest from our labors and just to enjoy everything that God has made and to enjoy the way that God invites us to be co-creators with him. At this point in the story, there's no sin. There's no fall yet, right? Any work or labor that men and women do isn't exhausting, tiring, isn't a drudgery. Just like when you create something beautiful, maybe you're a painter, a musician, when you make something beautiful, it's fun to do that. You rejoice to do that. It gives you energy. Maybe some of you are like me that when you busted out the snowblower a few days ago, I don't know about you, but for some reason, I get a wicked pleasure out of that. I love using the snowblower. Now, I know not everyone's there, but something about that maybe reflects a little bit of the divine power and glory. I have fun with that. I don't know if we'll have snowblowers in heaven, but even other kinds of work, which might be a drudgery to some, can be joyful to us. The point is, God desires us to have this repose and enjoyment of him and of all creation. And in this life, especially after the fall, we need particular times set aside just to rest, just to contemplate God's creation, just to be with one another without any particular thing we have to produce, manufacture, work on. And that was the reason for the Sabbath. It's the reason for the eighth day now, the Christian Sabbath, which is the Lord's Day, the day of the resurrection. I truly believe that one of the best ways that we can evangelize ourselves and evangelize the culture for Christ is simply to reclaim the Lord's Day. Simply to say, let's just really focus on making Sunday a day of worship, a day of family, a day of works of mercy, and let us resist the tyranny of activism. Sunday used to be a day just to enjoy with family and rest, but for so many people now, Sunday is simply a day where I do more work so that on Monday I'm a little more caught up so I can do more work at my job. Somehow we've fallen into that trap, but it doesn't succeed. It doesn't work out. We need to enter into the Lord's rest and throw off the shackles of the oppression of the slavery of drudgery and work. Because when we rest in the Lord, we find what truly matters. When we worship the Lord, we realize the purpose for which things were made. And when we rest in the Lord, our own work, our jobs, our careers, our employments, the things we do for our family, we find they become lighter, they become easier, they become more humane.